This is John Killoran with Payments.com, and we are here today with Stephen Grice, who has just joined I2C, a provider of payments processing and emerging commerce solutions. Stephen, as the new general manager for I2C Europe, first of all, congratulations on the new title and welcome.
Thanks, John.
Now, let me ask you, what are you observing as far as the top emerging opportunities in European e-commerce?
Well, Europe, as you know, has quite a developed payments infrastructure. And there's some level of standardization, both in payment mechanisms and regulation, certainly across the European Union. However, I mean, the pace of adoption of new form factors and new ways to pay differ greatly in Europe, whether that be the low adoption of credit cards in Germany or the cash-centric habits of, say, the Nordics and Italy. I mean, there are different markets with different stages of development. So it's a complex developed market, but certainly with many opportunities. I guess you can't talk about emerging opportunities without talking about the changes in the way consumers physically pay. The rise of the smartphone alongside the adoption of NFC in Europe have given both consumers and payments businesses a whole new world of opportunity. I mean, NFC adoption and new terminalization, which is happening in the UK and across Europe, is still a bit patchy in some areas, but there's a definite groundswell of new payment experiences. I mean, being very current, the expected launch of Apple Pay this year in the UK is widely publicized.
Sure.
And I guess eagerly awaited on the back of its apparent success in the US. But there are other relevant challenges to this space, particularly in the UK and also to a lesser extent in Europe as well. People like Barclays with Pingit and also Zap, and even to a lesser extent Google Pay, which is already in the US. Personally, I feel that at some point there will be some convergence, and I guess that all depends on the customer base you can access to promote the payment solution, plus financial institutions adopting a standard if they ever will. I mean, Apple have a very strong following, for example, in the UK, but it still represents only 1/5 of smartphone sales. Mm-hmm. So there are challenges.
Well, so we talk about opportunities and we talk about challenges. So what do you think are the trends that are going to drive the market growth in Europe and are driving it currently? And if you can tell me, how do those vary by country throughout the continent?
Yeah, wow, that's a big question. I mean, the sheer explosion in choice and methods of payment are empowering consumers. You know, whether that be alternatives to traditional high street bank relationships or the physical act of making a payment and the choices that you now have as opposed to what you had even 2, 3, 5 years ago. I mean, clearly mobile devices and the convergent effect that it is driving is key.
Right.
I mean, you only need to look and watch people on a bus or on a train to realize the power that mobile devices have in connecting people and also for businesses to reach them pretty quickly. You know, the noise around wearables is interesting and we'll wait to see how that grows. But clearly there's a groundswell of intention in this space. I think it's all about convergence.
Now, as I mentioned, you just recently became the general manager for I2C Europe, and that means that you are tasked with expanding the company's presence throughout the continent. What strategies, let me ask you, do you have in place right now to succeed at that task?
Okay, well, I mean, firstly, and just to be clear, I mean, we've already had a good head start in Europe.
Right.
With some recent alliances and deals. So our business is not starting from scratch.
It's already in the works.
Clearly, it needs some more attention and it needs people on the ground, and that's what we're doing now. At the end of the day, we want to be the number one processor in Europe for prepaid, debit and credit.
Okay.
It's a tough task in a market that has many, many players, but I strongly believe ITC's unique proposition and product set can make a difference here. And certainly try to wrest away some of the market share from the legacy players that don't have our flexibility and don't have our ability to move at a really fast pace. For example, with the sheer velocity of new prepaid programs launching and the need for more agile processing and program management options, you know, we're well placed. And I'm excited, obviously, about leading this charge. But there are still many areas where we can add value, and there are key verticals such as government payments, money transfer, the slow but really quite significant change in banking habits and choice mean there are loads of opportunities. But ultimately, I think in terms of infrastructure and choice, Europe is quite a developed market. But habits are shifting day by day, and that always creates new opportunity.
All right. Well, you bring a lot of experience. If I'm not mistaken, you've got 28 years in the industry. Is that correct?
Yeah, I hate to call myself a veteran, though, to be honest. I don't actually feel a veteran, but there you go.
And most recently, Stephen, you were the head of prepaid in UK and in Ireland for MasterCard. That's right?
That's correct, yeah.
So can you talk about what lessons maybe in that position you learned during that time that you can apply to your new role at I2C?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess a bit of a history lesson, but I mean, I started my career in financial services stuffing checks into customer statements.
Okay.
In a banking branch that employed over 150 people. And that was one of hundreds of banks in the City of London at the time. I mean, to give you an example of the change that's happened in financial services, if you don't already know, that branch has less than 10 staff servicing, you know, I presume, a similar or greater number of customers.
Sure.
But the whole point there, though, that the choice was dictated by the financial institution as to what you could and could not do. And this is the big change. Today, choice is firmly in the hands of the consumer. There is still some level of inertia around financial services and the fear of change. But there are choices, lots of choices. And now, I think, really, honestly, the consumer is really in control of that, not the financial institutions. You asked me about lessons. I think it's always to focus on what the customer wants. Mm-hmm. Make it simple and easy to use. I think if you do those things and you can get to the customer, then you're going to win. For me, for my role, I'm going to use my experience, especially hearing regularly of customer pain points with their embedded processors, to give them a new option. You know, I2C, we empower customers to take control of their business, whether that be by providing them with world-class uptime, almost instant program change functionality, which isn't available with all competitors. Multi-form factor design, get your program on mobile just the same time as you can get it on the internet. Or a release schedule that's measured in weeks, not months or more. So I'm really excited about the opportunity, and I do think we do have a product set that I think can make a difference in Europe.
Well, I'll tell you, Stephen, it certainly sounds like that the experience you do have is going to be an asset to I2C, and you appear to have a very solid plan in place moving forward. I do want to thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.